and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. How many times have you driven past road construction work and wondered about that whole process and what those jobs might be like? Our next guest's organization is in the middle of a campaign right now with an education mission of just that. Ashley Batson is Executive Director for the South Carolina Asphalt Pavement Association. She's in our studio right now. Ashley, welcome.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you for having me.
So tell us a little bit more about the Asphalt Association.
Sure. We are the South Carolina Asphalt Pavement Association. We were founded in 1966. We are a nonprofit trade association representing the asphalt pavement producers across South Carolina. We have 12 producer members and approximately 65 supplier members to the industry.
A good representation of jobs in the industry.
Absolutely.
So what are the most needed jobs right now?
General laborers, flaggers, as well as equipment operators, truck drivers, and also quality control lab technicians. The Asphalt Works campaign developed a website which features different job types, salary and wages, and a state map. Click on a county and see the companies hiring and have a link directly to their job website.
And so is this campaign a result of the shortage of labor for these jobs or a misconception about these types of jobs?
Asphalt Works is a statewide workforce development campaign developed to meet the demand across South Carolina to repair and build our roads. Many of you may know that we passed the gas tax back in 2017, and that was the first time that the legislature had done that since 1987. And unfortunately, we let our roads get in pretty poor condition. And so with this new gas tax, there's going to be a major influx in the amount of work.
What are the challenges facing the asphalt industry right now besides finding qualified workers?
The asphalt industry is always changing, and as new technologies are presented, you know, staying up to date with those new technologies, making sure we have the best, safest equipment, as well as working with the State Department of Transportation on specifications.
And I'm just going to guess that most of the industry's job contracts come from the state DOT?
I would say about 60% of our tonnage that we produce in South Carolina is state work.
Now, are most of these jobs year-round or are many of them seasonal?
We are able to work year-round mostly. We cannot pave asphalt in the cooler weather and when it rains. However, we are able to do a lot of maintenance work throughout the winter, patching and doing different things like that to prepare for the busy paving season, which involves your warmer months.
Talk a little bit about the training aspect, people interested in careers in asphalt.
Absolutely. Well, the beauty about careers and jobs in asphalt is you really don't need any experience. Our contractor members will train folks from day one. So we just need people who are ready to work, like working with their hands, enjoy working outdoors, and have a sense of pride and accomplishment in seeing that we're building safe roads for the citizens of South Carolina.
How many job vacancies are there right now?
Currently, there are approximately 350 jobs available in the industry, and we anticipate over the next 4 to 5 years to have over 1,000 jobs available.
And what other organizations are you working with, or does the industry work with, not just the Department of Transportation?
Through this campaign, we have been able to partner with agencies, schools, and organizations across South Carolina to connect workers with these jobs. Some examples include the South Carolina Department of Employment and Workforce, the South Carolina Department of Juvenile Justice. Most recently, we had a meeting with the Midlands Education Business Alliance, and through them, we have been able to plan some field studies where they're going to bring educators from the Midlands areas to some of our asphalt plants so they can learn more about our industry and what we do.
Has the tougher immigration environment affected the industry at all?
Immigration reform is always something that's been challenging over the years, but we are working through this new campaign to try and find new workers in the industry.
How does South Carolina compare to other states, in particular maybe our neighbors, in miles of asphalt?
South Carolina's highway system is the fourth largest system in the nation as far as miles. And the goal of this gas tax increase and this new program is to bring 50% of our system up to good condition. So we have our work cut out for us over the next 10 plus years.
And what happens to the old asphalt when it's ripped up and torn out and replaced?
Asphalt is the most recycled material in the world. Our contractors go out there and mill up the existing pavement, and then they can recycle it and put it back into the new pavement that they lay down.
Ashley, thanks so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to visit our studio today.
Thank you so much, Mike.
Ashley Batson is Executive Director of the South Carolina Asphalt Pavement Association. We will have a link to her organization as well as to the campaign posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.